Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Walk Out of Your Mess, 40 Days to Seeing God's Miracles at Work in Your Life by Samuel Rodriguez, narrated by Asa Siegel. Introduction. When life gets messy, it's hard to see clearly. You want to believe God is at work in your life, but the dirt, distractions, and destructions of unexpected events, complicated relationships, and painful disappointments can blind you. During these times, you try to stay focused on your relationship with God, but too many obstacles block your line of vision. Unable to see clearly what matters most, you eventually lose your sense of direction. You begin to feel stuck or to stumble in shadows. Which is why it's important to keep your eyes on Jesus. While you may trust your eyes for taking in what's visible around you, God's Word makes it clear that spiritual vision comes from trusting the Lord, relying on His Spirit, and fixing the eyes of your heart on Jesus. In other words, just because you cannot see what God is doing in your life, it does not mean He is not actively transforming your mess into His miracle. Perhaps no other scene in Scripture illustrates this truth as powerfully as an encounter Jesus had with someone who could not see clearly, or in this case, literally could not see at all. In John chapter 9, Jesus and His disciples crossed paths with a man blind since birth. Surely this man, whose eyes had not functioned properly since birth, must have assumed there was no hope that he would ever see. So often it's hard to expect to receive something you've never had or experienced before. Most likely, the blind man had no reason to expect differently that day until Jesus entered his life. Based on the questions the disciples asked Jesus, is it this man's fault that he's blind, or is he being punished for the sins of his parents? The blind man probably carried a burden of shame for his condition. John chapter 9, verse 2. But Jesus corrected such faulty thinking. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. John chapter 9, verse 3. Jesus then proceeded to spit on the ground, mix a mud paste, and smear it over the blind man's eyes before instructing him to go and wash in a nearby pool. Obeying the Lord, this man saw what he had never seen before. The blind man's condition was not a punishment or even the consequence of anyone's sin. It was an opportunity for God's power, glory, and goodness to be showcased. The answer Jesus gave to the disciples reframed the way they perceived the blind man's condition, and it continues to shift the paradigm of our perception today. What if the suffering, pain, and struggles you're facing are similar to the blind man's condition? Not an injustice to endure, but an opportunity to showcase God's glory. Have you ever considered that you're not being punished when faced with challenges, but presented with the potential for experiencing the miraculous, omnipotent power of God? The messiness of your life is actually the opportunity for God's miracle. This devotional collection is based on my book, Your Mess, God's Miracle, and is designed to help you experience more of God's power in the midst of life's messiness. Each day's entry includes Your Daily Vision, a key principle or lesson of truth you can apply to your own life based on the blind man's encounter with Jesus. Your Daily Reading, an exploration of the daily vision based on my examination of God's Word and my findings in Your Mess, God's Miracle. Your Daily Scripture, a thematically related and curated verse or brief passages from God's Word to empower you with the clarity of spiritual truth. Your Daily Prayer Starter, a few sentences to lead you into God's presence as you share your heart in prayer with your Heavenly Father. While each of the 40 days builds on the others, the goal is for you to grow deeper in your faith as you focus your gaze on Jesus and envision your life from an eternal perspective. I pray that as God's Spirit changes the way you see, you will experience renewed hope, abundance, joy, abiding peace, and limitless power on every section for every day. Are you ready to see what you have never seen before? To experience what you have never experienced before? To go where you have never gone before? My friend, no matter what you're facing, injury, cancer, bankruptcy, divorce, addiction, homelessness, betrayal, nothing is impossible for God. God wants to give you sight to see what you have never seen before. Right now, as you are listening to these words, He is birthing a miracle in the midst of your mess. From the spit and mud of your life, get ready to discover His priceless gift. Remove the blindfold and take off your mask. Recognize the areas of blindness that are being transformed. Open your eyes to what you have never seen before. Samuel Rodriguez. Day 1. Our God not only helps us see clearly, our God helps us see what we've never seen before. Seeing clearly requires more than just the physical development of your eyes. While physical vision develops over the first 2 years of life in most healthy people, there are other ways to see, intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually, to name a few. Seeing intellectually usually means you're good at observing, comprehending, and categorizing the sensory data relayed to your brain. This kind of perception means you get it, seeing connections and patterns that lead to accurate conclusions based on your personal experiences and past knowledge. Seeing through an emotional lens allows you to feel empathy, show compassion, and express care and concern regarding your own needs and the needs of those around you. You may have heard of emotional intelligence, which helps you see and recognize the often complex layers of facts and feelings in a given relationship, event, or situation. Emotional sight helps you read what is being communicated beyond words spoken and their meaning. Seeing spiritually provides clarity of vision for what cannot be seen physically, intellectually, and emotionally. Spiritual sight requires trusting God and walking by faith, a way of seeing that matures as we grow more reliant on the Holy Spirit in all areas of our lives. This kind of sight requires awareness of what usually cannot be observed by our human faculties. God's Word tells us, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. In other words, you don't need 20/20 vision using your eyes to develop faith, wisdom, and discernment. Simply put, the clarity and accuracy of your spiritual vision relies on your relationship with Jesus Christ. Perhaps no encounter in the Bible illustrates this as beautifully as the one found in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. While walking with his disciples one day, Jesus came upon a man blind since birth. Aware of his lifelong condition, the disciples asked their master if sin, either the man's or his parents, caused his blindness. In response, Jesus said, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." John chapter 9, verse 3. While his answer probably surprised those listening, what Jesus did next likely amazed them even more. He spit on the ground, made mud with his saliva and the dirt, and then spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. Once the blind man's eyes were caked with this mud mask, Jesus told him to go and wash himself in the nearby pool of Siloam. The man went there, washed, and returned seeing. This encounter is more than factual history about a specific miracle of Jesus. When applied to your life today, you can glimpse a paradigm for how God often chooses to meet you in the muck and mire of your greatest trials and produce a miracle of healing and wholeness. Because no matter how big your mess may be, nothing is beyond the Master's ability to make it His miracle. Scripture. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him, And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. Prayer. Lord, I am so grateful for the many ways you allow me to see. Thank you for meeting me in the messiness of my life, during those times when I'm not seeing clearly, and producing your miracle from my mess. Amen. Day 2. Spiritual blindness occurs any time you take your eyes off Jesus. If you want to grow in your relationship with God, then you must be willing to eliminate these blind spots. You may have heard your areas of weakness, unself-awareness, and inattention described as blind spots. Sometimes our blind spots cause us to get blindsided by unexpected events or painful circumstances. We believe that if we had been more obedient, more diligent, or more focused, then we likely would not have been caught so off guard. But no matter how well we may think we see what's going on in our lives, no one can see everything going on at all times, at least not with our human senses. Perhaps you have felt blindsided by the betrayal of a trusted friend, or the loss of your job despite overall excellent performance. Discovering the addiction of a loved one can blindside you, as well as finding out your spouse has been unfaithful. It might be a routine doctor's visit that blindsides you with a devastating diagnosis or the progression of a minor health problem into a major concern. At other times, when you feel blindsided, you may have realized later that you were simply unwilling to see what was literally right in front of you. Whether out of fear, uncertainty, denial, or an attempt to control your life, you ignored the signs and signals of pending problems. Looking back, you realize that you had ignored what your body had been trying to tell you prior to your doctor's bad news. In hindsight, you see that your role at work was eliminated by shifting market trends. Too late, you know that your spouse's betrayal did not happen overnight. You had ignored the growing distance in your relationship for some time. Despite accepting Jesus into your life and welcoming His Holy Spirit to dwell in you, there may be times when you still experience times of blindness. Moments when you overlook the truth in order to justify giving in to temptation. Days when you tell yourself there are no consequences for the secrets you keep. Times when you can't see how leaving church has caused you to drift in your relationship with God. The encounter between Jesus and the blind man in John chapter 9 reminds us to examine our blind spots and to exercise our spiritual vision as much as possible. Blindness is a condition that anyone can experience when they take their eyes off Jesus. When succeeding at work eclipses your commitment to loving and serving your family the way you know God wants you to do, you're no longer seeing clearly. When focusing on your status and popularity on social media consumes the time you once spent with Him in prayer, you've grown blind to what matters most. When pursuing money or obsessing over what you don't have overshadows gratitude for the many blessings God continues to pour into your life, you no longer see His present goodness. Before you can experience God's miracle in your mess, you must be willing to see the mess you've been ignoring. You must see what's in front of you before you can see what's beyond. Scripture. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Prayer. God, I know there are things in my life I have not been able to see, as well as those things I have not wanted to see. Give me courage to seek your truth about what I've been afraid and unwilling to face. Show me my blind spots and meet me in my messiest moments. Amen. Day 3. When you know you are in Christ, then you will never be blinded by old labels and the devil's lies. Your identity in Christ will bring an end to your spiritual blindness in life. Anytime you lose sight of God, the devil will try to blind you to the truth, because once you're not focused on the truth of who God is and the truth of His Word, then the enemy can tempt you into perceiving his lies and false claims as truth. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. One of the most effective ways the enemy attempts to blind you is with despair. If he can convince you, or influence you to convince yourself, that your situation is hopeless, then he knows your spiritual vision has been impaired, and when your spiritual vision is obscured, then you eventually lose hope. For example, when you can't see any way for your marriage to be healed, the enemy is blindfolding you. When you no longer envision seeing your loved one beat her addiction, the enemy is blinding you with despair. When you're ready to quit trying financially because you believe you can never get out of debt, that's the devil eclipsing the truth. When your doctors have tried all medications and treatments with no success, then Satan wants you to believe that your body will never be healed. Another method the enemy uses to blind you is through shame and false guilt. This is not the holy conviction of a healthy conscience arising from the Holy Spirit in you. No, the enemy wants you feeling guilt unnecessarily, even after you have asked for forgiveness and received it from God and those you've offended. Satan wants to darken what you see with a screen of shame that leaves you feeling worthless and unforgivable. The devil tells you that you're a liar, a thief, a gossip, a cheater, a fornicator, an adulterer, a murderer, a hopeless mess who can never be loved or redeemed. But this is simply not true. Old labels may have reflected some of your past behaviors, but they can never define you once you've experienced the grace of God and the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible makes it clear. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, English Standard Version. Don't let the enemy blind you to the truth of who you really are, because you are not who you used to be. You are who God says you are. Scripture. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, New Living Translation. Prayer. Lord, help me to see the truth of your character and your word clearly. Protect me from the enemy's attempts to blindfold me with deception and despair. Remove the blindfold of shame with the power of your Holy Spirit in me, reminding me that I am a new creature in Christ. Amen. Day 4. What is impossible for humans is always possible with God. All things are possible when you acknowledge your mess and dare to hope for a miracle. Just consider how you might feel if you were in the blind man's sandals. I pray you have 20/20 vision, but just imagine being born into a dark world with no hope of ever seeing the vivid colors, dimensional textures, and unique faces all around you. You've missed out on watching the sun fade into gold and pink on the horizon as the first evening stars appear. You've never glimpsed your parents' smiling eyes looking into yours. You've never spied the shimmering colors of a rainbow bridging across the sky after a rainstorm. You don't know what your own arms and legs look like. Only darkness. Then one day you're sitting by a busy corner, relying on the kindness of those passing by, since you are unable to work, when you hear a band of strangers talking and coming toward you. As they draw closer, you overhear them discussing a question you have pondered your entire life. Why were you born blind? Was it something your parents did, or something you must have done without knowing? Before you can spiral too far into your thoughts, however, One of the men spits on the ground right in front of you. Then he stoops down and touches the ground. Moments later, you realize he's standing in front of you at the same time you feel his fingers gently placing something cool and earthy over your sightless eyes. Could that really be mud, you feel? Like those watching Jesus administer this most unexpected remedy, you wonder what you're about to experience. But when this healer instructs you to go to the pool of Siloam nearby and wash yourself, you don't hesitate. There's something about this situation that sends a tingling current of hope down your spine. You know you're about to change, even if you don't dare imagine that you might finally see. After all, you have never seen. Why should you hope for the impossible? After walking the short distance to Siloam, you begin splashing cool water from the pool onto your mud-caked face. You continue rinsing your face as the dirt trickles away, but suddenly, something is different. Your eyelids flutter as your pupils sense light entering them for the first time. As you open your eyes, blurry shapes immediately sharpen into distinct images. You can see. You can see perfectly all the people lingering near the pool. See the translucence of its waters, the hazy sky above you. You can see every face, shape, color, texture, and image before you. Yes, the technique may seem a little crazy, but the results are undeniable. What had seemed undeniably impossible only moments ago is now reality. Your unwavering obedience has been rewarded with the gift of sight, something you had never experienced before until that moment. No matter how messy the method, the Messiah makes a miracle. Scripture. Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you can do what seems impossible to me. I know that whether I can see evidence of your miracle in my mess right now or not, you are at work in my life. Give me patience, Father, when your ways seem unexpected or surprising. Amen. Day 5. God is not only the God who restores, He gives you what you've never had before. Don't be blinded by your past when God wants you focused on your glorious future. Of all the ways the Lord could have given this blind man his sight, Jesus deliberately made a mess as the precursor to the miracle. Rather than instantly heal the man's eyes and restore his sight, Christ chose a surprising method that emphasizes the messiness that often occurs before the miraculous. Why? Could it be to remind us that nothing is impossible for God? That even the most unlikely, unexpected messes can become fertile soil for harvesting God's power? Throughout the pages of Scripture, this refrain echoes across the centuries. No matter what you're going through, no matter how dire the circumstances, no matter how unbelievable your loss or unfathomable your pain, you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. What you perceive as impossible is simply an incomplete vision obstructed by your human limitations. When you have the power of the Holy Spirit within you, then you can move mountains with faith as small as a mustard seed. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. I'm convinced that God is attracted to impossible circumstances. Show Him your need and get ready for God to show up. Show Him a barren womb, a closed door, a broken heart, a shattered dream, an overdrawn account, a dire diagnosis, a ruined relationship, or a dysfunctional family, and watch what happens. I don't care how impossible it looks today, God is about to show up. He's attracted to the impossible so that no human can get credit for what He's about to do. Your God is the God of the impossible. With the woman who had the issue of blood, Jesus gave her back her health. With the invalid man at Bethesda, He gave him back his walk. With Lazarus, He gave him back his life. with another blind man in Mark chapter 8, he gave him back his sight. But with this blind man in John chapter 9, Jesus did not give him something he lost. Jesus gave him something he never had in the first place. For, you see, there is a difference between God restoring something you had and God giving you something you never had in the first place. Our God is not only the God who restores, our God is a God who gives us what we never had before. Our God is Lord of doing what has not been done before. His word tells us, "Behold, I do a new thing. Do you not see it?" See Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Don't focus your time on getting back what you lost when you should be asking God to give you what you've never had in the first place. God is not interested in renovating your past. He is more interested in releasing your future. Scripture. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Prayer. Dear God, today I am believing for the impossible. Though my faith feels fragile and small, I know your power is limitless and your love is infinite. Thank you for what you're mixing from the mess in my midst. Amen. Day 6. Your mess is the soil for God's miracle. When Christ restores your vision, you will see His power unleashed in your life. What comes to mind when you think about messy? Beauty may be in the eyes of the beholder, but messy can be just as subjective. What's messy to someone with obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, may seem neat and tidy to anyone else. On the other hand of the spectrum, you may know some creative types or consider yourself one who insist their cluttered desk and disheveled workspace allows them the freedom to innovate and improvise. Or you may know others who border on hoarding anything and everything, food, clothes, papers, appliances, and decor items. When you consider how to define messy, you might visualize your garage and the haphazard array of boxes, lawn equipment, gardening tools, and Christmas decorations. Perhaps your linen closet comes to mind, jammed full of barely folded towels, sheets, blankets, old comforters, and grandma's quilts. Your idea of messy might simply be your storage space or junk drawer, your cluttered attic or basement playroom. Messy can also describe more intangible aspects of life, those mental, emotional, relational, and contextual areas that seem just as chaotic as any concrete place. Others usually cannot see this kind of messy in your life, at least not initially. This kind of messy typically dwells in shadows and secrets, in shame and subversion, in deception and duplicity. Messy addictions and messy affairs. Messy finances and messy parenting. Messy rumors and messy manipulations. Messy lies and messy consequences. More than likely, the longer someone experiences a messy life on the inside, the more their external surroundings reflect their inner turmoil. Many neurologists and psychologists tell us that our brains are wired to organize all the sensory data coming in and make sense of it by ordering it and finding patterns. This not only helps us with drawing conclusions about people, but with arranging items in our kitchen. Similarly, when we live with sinful secrets, habits, and relationships that go against what we know is right, what we know God has told us to do, then we experience distress. As the consequences of our choices play out, problems may snowball into an avalanche, encompassing most areas of our lives. Soon we lose sight of how things should be in order to protect our secrets, justify our sinful indulgences, and hide our mistakes. This kind of messy can seem harder to clean up than the tangible kind. But the good news is that this type of messy provides the perfect soil for the muddy mixture of miracles only God can bring about. The messy parts of life require supernatural intervention to restore what you've lost and provide you what you didn't have before. And nothing is beyond the power of God to heal, transform, and redeem. Scripture.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?